Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's get Shannon on here, who literally wants to volunteer to be laid off. I mean, in a time when it's really, really difficult to try to find a job, she wants to volunteer to be laid off to help a coworker. Hey, Shannon, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I want to call this selfless, but we don't know all the details yet. But this is an interesting one. So what do you got going on?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually at work right now. I stepped away just to make this call because I really need advice. I need to talk to my boss about this. We've been having a lot of layoffs, and there was just last week, and the company, you know, it's like buzzing around that there's going to be more. Like, that wasn't just it. And, you know, I've been good so far, but I have this coworker, a really close friend of mine, and he's married. He has two kids, and like, he was told before he left yesterday to like cancel a meeting today, in order to meet with our boss instead. And so I'm just like really, you know, worried that he's going to get laid off today. And like, you know, I said he has two kids, and they actually just bought a house, and he's, you know, married, and his wife's a preschool teacher, and I'm like, he really can't afford to lose this job. Like,
can you afford to lose this job?
Well, the thing is, like, I'm single. I don't have anyone depending on me for money or anything.
Well, you depend on you, Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't want to lose my job, like, but I really, you know, I know how much it would affect him or me. Like, I mean, I don't want to do this, but, like, I could move back in with my parents if I had to. Like, it's not as, it wouldn't affect me the same way it would affect him.
So this is the kind of gesture that I might do, like, for somebody that I'm super, super close to. This is really, really selfless of you. What is it about this coworker? Are you guys very, very tight?
Yeah, like, we've worked together for a long time. Like, we help each other out with stuff, and, you know, he's always been so supportive. It's been great, like, just come to work every day, you know, knowing that I work with this person. And, like, and that's the other thing is that, like, I feel, you know, our jobs are similar. We can cover for each other on things and stuff like that. So I think that it could be, you know, if I offered to be laid off.
I do have one question for you, though, because it didn't sound like you or he was 100% sure he was going to be laid off. So I am just nervous that you go in there with this really beautiful gesture and say, hey, take me, take me, take me, and he was never going to get laid off.
Well, that's why I'm calling. Like, you guys are so smart, you know?
You're listening to the wrong show.
Like, yeah, huh?
You know, like, this is why I'm calling, because I don't know if this could backfire, like, me doing this, you know, because I just want to make sure, you know, I'm doing the right thing and it doesn't hurt anybody by me going in and saying it. But I don't want to, like, not go in and say something and then have this meeting happen and know that I maybe could have, like, saved his job.
1-855-BIRCHSHOW. If you have any advice for Shannon here.
As commendable as this is and would be, I don't know much about it, but it just seems like it wouldn't really work like that, to where you could go in there off an assumption and just say me instead of him, and they would just go, okay, that makes sense. We'll let you go and let him keep his job. I could be wrong, but it just doesn't feel like it would work like that.
I don't feel like it would either.
Yeah,
I feel like your heart's in the right place for sure.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat here, because if your boss is considering laying him off, there might be a bigger reason, something that you might not see in this employee. And here's the thing, this might actually be a good thing for him. Maybe he's going to find, if he does end up getting laid off, maybe he's going to find a job that's a better fit for him. Maybe it's even more financially a better fit for him and his family. So you just don't really know what's going to happen. It feels like you're trying to play God a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a way for me to go in and save both of our jobs. Like, if they were thinking of...
But you're going off a lot of assumptions, right?
Yeah, it's just that it's weird. You know, these layoffs happen. There's supposed to be more, and they made this meeting today. Like, he had a meeting that he was supposed to, you know, not be with the boss at all, and they canceled this big meeting for him to go in and talk to the boss this morning. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. I don't know.
You're taking a lot of assumptions on something that's too important. Good morning, Paul. You are part of the Burt Show. You feel like you can help Shannon here.
Yeah, unless you wait until after the fact and then offer, what they're going to do is, because they're doing layoffs, they're going to lay off both of you, because you just gave them an open to free up. That's an easy out for them.
Oh, so what you're saying is they may have no intention right now of letting Shannon off, but if she goes in there and volunteers, then he's going to get the axe and she's going to get the axe?
Yeah, that's an easy out for the supervisors to do. If they're trying to free up space, that's an easy way for them to free up two spots.
That's a really good thought
right
there.
Like, and then both of y'all are out of jail.
Can you imagine the boss going, oh, my God, Shannon, we weren't even thinking about you, but wow, okay. All right, if you really feel that way, then yes.
Here's a box.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Yikes. So final advice, Abby, yes or no?
I think save your job. You know what I mean? Things will work out the way they're meant to work out.
Yeah, I say it's super commendable, but I think you should just put a prayer up and just let it happen the way it's going
to
happen.
You got your bonus points already, girl. You don't have to do it.
I hate that we're all endorsing, like, not going in there and sacrificing for this other person that might need the job more, but I'm with these guys. Like, you just don't have all the facts yet.
Yeah.
I would not go in there.
Be selfish.
Be selfish, right? We endorse selfishness on the Burt Show.
Be selfish.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.